Jace moved to Bloomington over the summer and started out staying at friends' place. Before that, he'd been living in Columbus and stayed at a shelter there.
It's been a couple years being homeless, so I've been in multiple towns, and Bloomington was about the only thing that had options left.
Jace is a transgender man and is disabled. He says both factors have made finding shelter and housing difficult. When he got to Bloomington, he was accepted for Section 8 housing, but even with that, finding a landlord was difficult.
I've run into being denied multiple times because I did not make enough, I did not have enough, or I didn't qualify, or I couldn't make it up the steps. Some landlords even discriminated against my disability, so.
Then he heard about Hotels for Homeless, a local nonprofit that helps provide emergency housing for people experiencing homelessness. Through Facebook, he contacted the organization founder, Katie Norris. Her group arranged a hotel and helped him find an apartment, which he moved into in December. Norris also founded Robin and Trisha's House last spring. It's a communal living home for men who have experienced homelessness and focuses on sobriety. Norris says her programs have helped 130 people obtain stable long-term housing. She says these resources weren't here just a year ago. But the ongoing pandemic doesn't make matters easier, and Norris says finding enough truly affordable housing is always a problem. Even if someone goes through all the resources available and gets a job, they still have trouble finding an affordable place with a landlord who would take them.
Finding a place is our affordable place that's affordable long term is literally my hardest obstacle every single day.
Dan McNeely with Centerstone says finding ways to provide affordable, low-barrier housing options was tough even before the pandemic. Centerstone opened Kinzer Flats last spring. To live there, you have to be evaluated as high risk and have a substance use disorder. It houses about 70 people who were homeless. He says community advocates know housing first is critical and worked with the city and other organizations to make Kinzer Flats a reality. But getting the apartment ready took 4 years.
To have to say to somebody who's experiencing homelessness, hey, we're working on this, and in 3 years we'll have an option for you. If in 3 years you're still very needy, that's not really a good option to give somebody.
He says the flats made a dent in the population experiencing street homelessness, but just a small one. Beacon Inc. Executive Director Forrest Gilmore agrees. Last year, he and others set up a low-barrier shelter for people experiencing homelessness. But this year, that's not available. He says the effect of the virus itself was relatively low, but he does have other concerns, especially for the future.
One of the things that we learned from the recession back in 2008, 2009, is that homelessness, it took a few years to really peak.
A study from UC Davis, which surveyed people experiencing homelessness, found that most rated the economic fallout of the pandemic as a greater challenge than the virus itself. Heather Lakin and Mark Teller are leaders of the Bloomington Homeless Coalition. They say nothing has improved for people still living on the streets and in tents.
We do not have a winter shelter, as Heather said. We do not have a COVID isolation ward. COVID cases are on the rise. Every few weeks, we get reports of several people getting COVID and having to basically find their own little nook of a forest to hide out in. It's not possible when you have to stand in line for food.
They're very concerned for the cold months ahead and what that means for people still unhoused. Now that he's housed, Jace wants to be an advocate in the community and share his story. His all-time biggest goal is to be a Twitch streamer for games like Call of Duty.
Sharing my story, you know, just anything that I could do that maybe saves a life or save somebody from risking their sobriety or saving somebody from letting bullying get to them or whatever it might be.
He says reaching his goal to be a game streamer will take some time, but is hopeful that doing so will build a platform to help people feel accepted. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.